True, if God isn't love. What a beautiful, beautiful song. As usual, at the first of each month, we need to recognize our birthdays and anniversaries. So we recognize for the month of May, Brandon Louder, May the 2nd. Pastor Ed Louder, May the 9th. Boy, we're a bunch of us together here. Leonard Harville, May the 12th. Yeah, I know. I'm old. I can't help it. It's just the way it is. Be 78 years old, and I know, I don't look it, but that's all right. May the 12th. Janice Coley. Janice, you're right there with me, dear. May the 15th.
She's
38. Donna Harville, she's with us too. May the 18th. Angie Barbie, May the 19th. Jewel Hatley, May the 31st. Have I overlooked anyone? Who's?
Lainey's.
Okay, we'll get that corrected. All right, happy birthday to Lainey. All right, Brenda, give me a key.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless.
Anniversary for the month of May. Andrea and Brandon Louder, May the 17th. Bobby and Janice Williams, May the 18th. Way to go, Bob!
Yeah.
Janice, praise the Lord for you. That's all I said. How many years, Bob?
55.
Hey! Amen. That's beautiful. All right, let's all stand to the doxology, please.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Well, Leonard's talking about how old he is. Well, I'm older than he is. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Except for Tony, I think I'm the oldest man in the church. Now, that's, I don't know what that says about the church, but I think he's a year or two older than me. But I thank the Lord for every year.
Amen, brother.
You know, I've already outlived my dad and both granddads by about 10 years, and that's just fantastic. That's a gift of God.
Amen. That's right.
We're so glad that you're here on this rainy, rainy Sunday morning. And we just pray the Lord gives you a special blessing as you spend some time with us. And anybody that might be in the parking lot, anybody that later listens on the website, you're all welcome as we come into the presence of the Lord. Maybe pray. Father, we join the psalmist in saying, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, we thank you that we can come, assemble in this special place that was set aside, dedicated, built as a place of instruction, a place of worship, a place of fellowship, a place of encouraging one another. And Father, we just invite the Holy Spirit today to do all of those things for us, that we might leave here refreshed in the Lord. Lord, you know our individual hearts, our families, our situations. We invite you to come and minister to each person that's here. Anyone that's in the parking lot. Anyone that listens later on the website. May you come and minister to them, to each of us, according to what we most desperately need. And Lord, we thank you that in your wisdom, you do know. We thank you that in your power, you can and have the ability to bless us. And Father, may out of all of it, you receive honor and glory and praise. May we worship you with all of our being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed. It's time for us to do our hymn sing as we do every Sunday morning. Our hymn sing this Sunday morning is, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought. If you would please stand and let's sing all four verses together, please.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought.
I have some announcements I want to share with you this morning. First, after worship today, at 11 o'clock, the council meeting, we'll be meeting today and down in the fellowship hall. So please, if you're a council member, please plan to meet us down at 11 o'clock or soon after 11, that we'll meet there at 11 to go over. So got some few things to discuss, okay? Do that. Wednesday night, we will continue on with our study of Ruth. So come and be with us. We'd love to have you come. Then we got the church-wide discipleship training. It'll be May the 5th tonight. And so you come at 5:30. The pastor will be leading out in that service, okay? We want to thank everybody who donated to the Baptist Homes Children Home Drive, food drive. It was a very successful goal. I don't know what our total was, Brenda. Was it $1,100? $1,100. Oh, there it is. Total. All you got to do is read it. Thank you, Kathy. Annie Armstrong, Easter offering, month of April, March and April. There again, this is over. We want to thank you again for your generous gift. And our total was $2,020. I got that one. Thank you. Okay. Let's remember the West Annie High School teacher staff support and thank you. Kathy, you want to talk about that any?
Yeah, so this coming week is the Teacher Appreciation Week for all teachers in all counties. And then the following week starts our exam week. And we've been asked by the school, different churches in the area have been asked to just provide snacks and some just refreshments for teachers during the exam week. And so our church has graciously volunteered to do that. I know Tamara and the Wings are getting some things together, and then we'll talk about the rest today. But if there's anything you want to include, like maybe some little cards, thank you cards from kids or whatever, anything that you would like to do to show your support from Barbie Scrub. We'll also be a period of advertising because we're going to say it's from Barbie Scrub Church and put all our contact information so if anyone wants to check us out, it'll be a way for them to do that as well.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. Are there any that I have forgotten this morning?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. I've got that. There's a donation in memory of Catherine Udy. A generous donation has been given in memory of Catherine Udy to the Baptist Children's Home by Rosina Tucker. So thank you, Miss Rosina.
And
Leonard,
what?
Are the youth still meeting? The children still meeting?
Yeah. Okay. There, it's right at the top. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Okay, so the children are meeting tonight as well. You normally meet at the same time. Go ahead. All righty. So the children are meeting tonight, 5:30?
5 o'clock.
Okay. Got that. Okay. Anywhere else? Now you know why I asked. Don't want to miss anything. I do want to thank someone special. As you look around the church this morning, and always the decorations you see, and we're getting ready now for the 4th of July, and ready to go with that. And you go looking on the doors and look downstairs, you'll see that the hand of Angie has been touched, and all of that. And Angie, we just always say is thank you so much. God bless you. It's beautiful. All right. Are there any other announcements? Okay. Then we will go to our prayer requests this morning. I have a few from Sunday school that I want to share with you. Myrtle Curly Dry, the family of Myrtle Curly Dry. Let's keep remembering Tony and Ruth. I checked on her, I think it was Friday, and she was doing some better. I think she is doing better, but she's got a road ahead of her. There's no doubt of recuperation with the knee. So let's keep Tony's prayer as well, as Tony is he's on a cane, and he's moving slow too. So let's keep them both in our prayers. And away there. Anybody have an update you want to share at this point? I know I've only got about Thursday or Friday, though, where I was. Okay. Okay, about the same. Okay. And let's remember Tonda and Gary. The last account I had of them, they were somewhere in Wyoming, and it was snowing, and I didn't get anything after that. So, well, Tamara, have you heard?
they're having a blast, and right now they're on the way to Yellowstone. And once they finish up with that, they're going to be making a southern route going towards Texas. So.
Okay.
They're having fun.
All right, that's wonderful.
She can't be having fun.
Gary has been very cooperative because this has been something he has dreamed of.
Yeah. Well, that's a good deal. You do a bucket list and get it done. That's good. Are there others, any other prayers or requests this morning? Let's also remember Justin, Jeff Kay's son. He's getting ready to go into to new jobs and readjusting. Why don't you do me a favor? Take that picture and video and put it up on the screen. I knew you're too modest to do it, but he quite a nice recognition he received. And I wanted to share that with all of you. And I know that Papa's proud up there, but he did receive a very nice recognition. I'm sorry I didn't clue you that I was going to do this. But I know you've got it there somewhere. But I wanted to just remember Justin in prayer as he's going to be readjusting back to a life out of the military. Okay. I'm sorry it don't ever work when we really want it to, does it?
Well, I wasn't prepared for it.
I know you. Let me go ahead and I'm going to have go ahead and have prayer. And if you get it afterwards, we'll look at it then. Is that all right?
That'll work.
Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this day. And Lord, as we've talked about already this morning, Lord, before I ask you for anything, I want to say thank you. Thank you for the people that are here. Thank you for the ones who came, Lord, today, Lord, and came to worship your name. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the help that you've given us to be able to get out of the bed this morning and be at church. And then, Lord, we thank you for the priorities that we set to be here, to make it important, Lord, for us to be here. We thank you, Lord, for that. But now, Lord, as we go forward, we want to remember those, Lord, that have asked specifically for prayer this morning. And we pray, Lord, for the Myrtle Curley Drive family, lost a loved one. Continue to pray for Tony and Ruth, the recuperation that they're doing, the recovery. We pray for Todd and Gary for continued mercy as they travel. And Lord, we thank you for that time that they've had together. Lord, we pray for Charles Thomas and the surgery as he is approaching him. And then, Lord, for the missing teen, Destiny, Lord, we pray for her and the family, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the good thing to happen, that they will find her safe and sound. Then, Lord, we pray for Justin as he is out of the military now and going into a new time in his life, a new chapter in his life. And, Lord, we pray for him and we lift him up to you. We pray, for Lord, for our pastor today, Lord, as he comes and as he continues, Lord, with the word. We pray for him and lift him up to you, Lord. Then, Lord, as we go forward, we want to remember everything that's done, Lord, here today is in your name, and in your precious name we make this prayer. Amen. All right, there it is. So tell us a little bit about this, Jeff.
Justin and his retirement thing was in Disney World, and he got selected for a veteran of the day for the whole park.
That's nice.
Representative of the day, the second day of May.
proud moment. That's a proud moment right there.
Yes, it is.
Amen. For praise this morning, I picked an old song out, Nothing But the Blood. And I looked at it, and I want you to, as we sing it this morning, I'm going to sing all the verses. But as we sing it, I want you to look at the words and let those words sink into your heart. What can wash away all my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let's stand and sing, please.
Talk to you this morning about something that's more important than you may realize. First, I'll ask you, what kind of driver are you? Do you speed? Drive slow? Weave all over the road? Don't drive at night? But that's not really the important question I want to ask you about driving. The important question I want to ask you is, how full is your gas tank? Now, I'm the kind of guy that I keep a close watch on my gas tank, and when I get down to about half full, I'm going to stop and fill it up. I don't want to get a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning that I'm needed somewhere several hundred miles away by family or friend, and I'm looking for a gas station to fill up before I can leave town. I want to be ready to go. Maybe that's kind of a driver you are. And then there are others that, you know, play a little more dangerously. You wait till you get down to about a quarter of a tank or below, and then you fill up. And, or you may be the person that we're driving down the road and we say, isn't that Bill's car? And about half a mile down the road, we see Bill, and it's raining, it's snowing, it's 100 degrees, and there's Bill with his gas can walking towards his car. Or still yet, isn't that Bill's car? It was there yesterday and the day before and the day before. Took him forever to get filled up. Now, you know, running out of gas is no fun. But running out of gas spiritually is no fun either. In fact, running out of gas spiritually is dangerous. How full is your spiritual gas tank this morning? Really, how full is it this morning? You know, we live in a world that's taxing, draining. Some of you, when you come home from your job every day, you're just absolutely wiped out. It's just something about your job that just wears you totally, totally out. Then there's some of you that have to deal with some toxic people. You know those people, whether it's at the job or in your family. Most of us have those family members that we hope don't show up for the family reunion. Because we know that if we're around them long, we're just going to fail totally drained. The government red tape, taxes, knuckleheads on the highway that run you off the road. A lot of taxing things. Physical problems. You know, sometimes we get to the place where our body is not working like it ought to, and it just wears us out to deal with everyday physical frailties. So there's all kinds of things that just totally drain us spiritually. And it doesn't matter how good a Christian you are or how long you've been a Christian or whether you're a preacher or whether you have never stood behind the pulpit. There are times when you're just drained spiritually. Many years ago, I heard that the pastor's most vulnerable time was Sunday night after he preached twice. He was just drained from putting it all into the message. And then, of course, sometimes, in my experience, it's been toxic dealing with people between Sunday school and preaching, before Sunday school, after preaching. And you know, that you think, Lord, why'd you let them come to church this morning? Just to torment me? Now, I know Brother Jim's never had anybody like that, but probably, but you know. There's all kind of draining things. And Jesus knew that we would need to be refueled. And so he talked to us about sending the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to the Gospel of John. And we're just going to talk about some of the ways that the Holy Spirit refuels us. Gospel of John, chapter 14. we'll start with verse 16, and we're going to read some other verses in this 14th and 15th chapter. I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus said, you're going to need comfort. You're going to need somebody to come along beside of you, to feel you, to be present with you. Not just once in a while, but forever. In verse 26 of John 14, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Spirit is our instructor. And there are many, many times in life where we need to know how to deal with something. How to deal with that toxic person. How to deal with this situation. What do I do now that I've lost my job? How do I deal with this bill that I didn't expect? And the Holy Spirit's our instructor. Lord, what's your will for me in this situation? He's our instructor. In verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How many days do you, when the day is over with, you said, boy, I sure need some peace. I need the peace of God that passes understanding. I need God's precious peace. Sometimes we just feel all a Twitter, and we need God's peace. In chapter 15, verse 3, now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Sometimes we need cleansing. You remember the newsletter I wrote a couple of weeks ago where the young man got sort of drug off to the James Robinson conference? And when he came back, the devil was saying, you didn't get saved. And he said, for the first time, when he walked up on the porch and his mom and dad were blankety blank this and blankety blank that and drinking and cursing, and he said it felt dirty to him. If you're like I am, there's sometimes you get in places, you get around people, and you just feel dirty. They're, what they say and how they act just doesn't sit right with you. And Jesus says the Holy Spirit will make you clean. Verse 5, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in me, I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Jesus said, the Holy Spirit helps you to bear fruit. Fruit that pleases the Father. Fruit that's important in the kingdom of God. Verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. One of the most wonderful, wonderful things about the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is the joy that he brings. The joy that he brings even in difficult times. It's given me great peace at times when I've been attacked and I could the Holy Spirit would just remind me of the verse in the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and curse you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for mine sake, for curse they the prophets which were before you. Just to know, hey, I'm in good company and I'm being blessed even though this person is really ripping into me for something they don't know. And there's a joy that deflects some of that toxicity. Um, verse 14 of chapter 15. You're my friends if you do whatsoever commanded you. He said, you know, you can be friends with Jesus. There's levels of connectivity. There's some people you don't know. There's some people you know, but not very well. Then there's some people you know, maybe they're co-workers or co-students, but then they're friends. And deep friendship is a very precious thing. Jesus said, you're my friends. And then he goes on later to say, you're a part of my family. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. The fellowship and the friendship and the connectivity we have with the Lord Jesus Christ is so precious. Verse 16. Just the last part of that. Whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Answered prayer. Answered prayer. And one more in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. He says, power to carry out the will of God. Now, all of these things, Jesus is saying, are ours because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Everything we need to stay gassed up, tank filled, refreshed in the power of the Lord is ours when the Holy Spirit fills our life. And the Holy Spirit is promised to you and me. Go with me back to the Gospel of John, and we're going to start at chapter 4. And we'll start with verse 10. It's the story of Jesus with the woman at the well. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to me, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Jesus said, I can give you a water. I can give you a refreshing water that is better than anything you'll ever see, that will refresh you forever. You flip over about two chapters or three to chapter 7 and look at verse 37 and 38 of John 7. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink, and he that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Notice there, he says, if any man, and that's generic, if any man, any woman, any boy or girl wants to be filled with the Spirit of God, he said, just ask. And you can be filled with the Spirit of God. You can have the presence of God in your life. Anybody. And he says, God's presence can flow out of you. In other words, more than enough. More than enough. Turn on over to the book of Acts again. Acts chapter 2. And you know what happened on the day of Pentecost. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. And then after Peter preached, they said in verse 37 of Acts 2, they were pricked in their heart. And Peter said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." He promised the Holy Spirit. And there's something very interesting. Some people say, "Well, I got filled with the Holy Spirit when I became a Christian." You did. You should have. But you filled up your car's gas tank when you bought it. You filled it up since then. I had to fill my car's gas tank up about every, not as often as I did years ago, but I had to fill it up regularly. And we have to fill up our spiritual gas tank regularly. When you look in chapter 4, you know, they'd had a miraculous healing. They'd put the children of the disciples on trial. They told them not to preach anymore. And then in verse 31, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken when they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Now, wait a minute. They just got filled 2 chapters ago, but now they got to get filled again. They'd been through some toxic experiences. They'd been arrested. They'd been put in prison. They'd been told not to preach in the name of Jesus. They needed, their tanks were getting low, and they were need to be filled again. And I'm going to look at one more. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And we want to look at verse 18. "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. And that word is not just one-time filling. It's like putting yourself under the faucet and turning the faucet on and just letting the Spirit of God continually keep you filled with His presence. Now, all of this, what I'm saying to you is it's important. It's more important than we think sometimes, because how full is our tank? It's not a question, are you going to go through some difficult times in life? I can look out here and see how many of us have lost a spouse, parents. How many of us have been some other situations? And hey, my wife was one, so I know school teachers have enough to drive them up the wall. It doesn't matter how good a school you're in, how good your students are, there's things. I saw in my news this morning, some person is in the legislature wanting all the teachers to put all their lesson plans online so that somebody can monitor them before you teach them. Whoopee-doo. As if you had something else to do. You know, all kinds of things. It's important that we keep our self strong spiritually, so that whenever we get to those difficult times, we're able to handle it. And Jesus said it is. Now, how do we do that? One thing we need to do is sort of keep a looking at our spiritual gauge. Am I backsliding a little bit? Am I getting away from the Lord a little bit? Am I less faithful than I used to be? Do I feel as close to the Lord as I once did? Check our spiritual gauge. And when possible, avoid those toxic, draining people. Now, sometimes you can't. But sometimes, if you can, avoid them. There's some family situations in mine and Pam's past that we just decided to stay away. We just didn't want to be a part of what some of the others in the family were participating in, doing, saying, the way they were acting. Another thing we can do is, don't overload. Sometimes you can overload. We can put ourselves in situations until we've given out and given out and given out and there's nothing left to give out. And we need to learn, what's my limit? I don't know how many times over the years, back when we had cable and Hallmark, I'd come in and Pam's wiping tears. It's such a good movie. You just need to sit down and watch it with me. And I'd say, honey, I'd love to sit down and watch it with you. But I spent all day with people whose marriages are falling apart, who've just been told they had cancer or whatever else. I don't have anything left to give to just a movie. I just need to be just me and the Lord. I'd love to be with you, but I don't have anything left to give. I've given it all out in real life, not on the silver screen. We have to learn, what's my limit? What's my limit? I just need to go sit down somewhere, spend a little time with the Lord. Spend a little time just catching my breath. I need to refresh before I can do something else. God's word, uplifting services. Paul has great advice there in Ephesians chapter 5, right after he said, be filled with the Spirit. He gives you some great advice. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and make melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter whether you can carry a tune or not. It doesn't for me. I just love to sing, at home, in my truck, in my car. Making melody in your heart, singing psalms and hymns. That can refresh you so much. Just to learn to live in the presence of God and allow Him to strengthen us. And the opposite of toxic people, the kind of people that build you up. I've got some friends. I can go spend 3 or 4 hours with them and I'm ready to grab my water pistol and go see if I can put out the fire of hell. I mean, they just build me up so much, it's incredible. They're not preachers. They're just people that love Jesus and love me. And I don't get to be around them nearly as much as I'd like to, but when I'm around them, they fill my tank till it's overflowing. And I pray that you have some people like that in your life. If not, that you'll seek out some people like that in your life that will help you to be strong. Help you to be strong. Life can be tough, but the Lord can help us to live in victory. Now, how full is your tank this morning? Is it as full as it can be? Is it just partially full? Is your spiritual tank parked beside of the road, unfilled? How prepared are you for the difficult things in life? You stay full of the Holy Spirit. Like Paul says, you keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. And you can have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. You can walk in victory. You look at the life of the Apostle Paul, and you see all the times he was beaten and put in jail and shipwrecked. And he kept saying things like, rejoice evermore. And again, I say rejoice. In the innermost prison in Philippi, they had beat him. And Silas, and they were bleeding and torn, and they were in the innermost stocks in the middle of the night. And it says, and they were singing praises to the Lord, and they were singing so loud that the other priests, prisoners, could hear them. It wasn't, they were saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. They were saying, praise the Lord, glory, hallelujah, or whatever they would have wanted to have been saying. Paul knew how to keep his spirit tank full. And because of that, he could endure what ordinary people didn't. But God's no respecter of persons. And he wants you and me to also live with a full tank, refreshed spiritually. And he makes that offer. Come unto me if you're thirsty. I'll fill you up. I'll fill you so full that it'll just flow out of you. And I encourage you this morning, look at your tank, your spiritual tank, and get it full and keep it full and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Back in the Old Testament, it says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. How full is your tank? Would you bow your heads, close your eyes for a moment? If you need to come to the altar for a moment to just ask the Lord to fill you anew and afresh, come on. Right where you are, you can do the very same thing. If you're out in your car outside of the church, sitting there with the car seat, you can say, Lord, fill me anew and afresh with your spirit. Lord, I need you. Lord, I don't need you just every hour. I need you every minute. I need you every second. I need you every nanosecond. If you're listening on the website, even hours or days or weeks after I've preached this message, the Holy Spirit still wants to fill you with the presence of God, refresh you. Just ask him to do that. Humbly admit, Lord, I need you. And Lord, I thank you that you made provision that I don't have to face all of the difficult situations in life without you. That I don't have to go through it in my own strength or with my own wisdom or my own understanding. Lord, I need you. Fill me. Fill me to overflowing so that the life of Jesus overflows out of my life and blesses others. Father God, we do thank you that Jesus made all of those wonderful promises. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. We thank you that he fills us to overflowing. And may we live in his presence. And may he flow out of us to bless others. Now may the Lord keep you, the Lord preserve you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you his peace. In Jesus' name.